In just a minute, Bill heads to the top of Mount Everest because there ain't no mountain rhyme enough. It's the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Faith, this week it was revealed that President Donald Trump never does something that he believes is bad for your health and will shorten your life. What is it?
Read.
No. That's not the thing that we found out about this week.
Spend time with his kids.
No, we knew that too.
But he's right about that.
Yeah, right?
Is it eating or no? Or exercising?
Exercising
no?
Yes, is well, the answer, yes.
Ah.
The reason that our president does not ever exercise is because he believes the human body is like a battery with a finite supply of energy.
Sure.
And if you expend the energy, you'll die sooner.
You know, I always kind of, I've had this argument with my wife often, who is a lifelong runner. And I, you know, I kind of exercise. But but I've had this theory that you have, like Trump, that you have so many heartbeats. You know,
right.
Like each of us, it's in our DNA. You get this many heartbeats in a lifetime. And if you keep your heart rate up all the time, you're just burning them, you know?
Yeah.
Talking right. to the new Secretary of Health over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right.
Trump's remarks about not liking exercise came as a huge surprise to everyone except anyone who has ever seen him. If he is a battery, he's just like a human-sized 9-volt, just a big square oblong shape with knobs on top. It's okay to say that because it is not fat-shaming if the person you are talking about cannot feel shame.
Right?
Tom, witnessing the fun that citizens in other parts of the country are having, people in New York are coming together to try and legalize what?
So they're seeing another, marijuana?
No.
Well, that would be obvious.
Something apparently that is legal everywhere else, but is technically illegal in New York.
But everybody else is doing it, and it's fun. Is it a summertime activity?
It's an anytime activity.
Oh, spitting on a sidewalk.
No.
I love that.
That's why you moved to Vermont.
Yeah, it is.
Summer in the city, they're spitting on a sidewalk.
It can't be. Can I have another hint?
Well, it's sort of like the movie Footloose, except it involves bureaucracy.
Dancing.
Yes, it turns out
what?
That dancing is technically illegal in New York City.
That's true.
It's true.
Wait, what do you think? I live in New York. You live in New York. Do you knew this and you didn't tell me? What, you wanted me to get hauled off to jail?
Maybe. Just,
for
maybe.
The record, I'm safe.
I've seen you dancing.
Wait, is this dancing in public?
No, any dancing anywhere. You see, there's a law in New York City that makes dancing illegal in any venue without a, quote, cabaret license. And nobody has a cabaret license. The law has racist roots. It was only enforced until about 20 years ago, and then briefly again when Giuliani was mayor. No, the law was formulated back in the 20s to keep jazz from spreading, you see. No, now jazz keeps itself from spreading by continuing to allow 35-minute xylophone solos.
Is there now, are people galvanizing?
Yeah, people are like, okay, we got to undo this law, so everybody, because technically all those dance clubs in New York have been breaking the law.
Well, this is exciting. I feel like I have a purpose now. I marched
purpose?
For science in New York City a month or so ago, and now I can dance for it.
I mean, I've seen some people dance, and I'm like, they should go to jail.
Yeah.